Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
What's up, everyone? It's Tori.
And Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Today on the podcast, we are joined by a five-time challenger. You saw him most recently on All Stars 2. Letarian Wallace is on the podcast this week.
Yes, and we talked to the pole wrestle master about All Stars, the King's Palace, and of course, Ambitious Toes. Hope you enjoy this interview with Letarian.
His original show was Road Rules Maximum Velocity Tour. He's been in five seasons of the challenge, most recently All Stars 2. Welcome the plunger plumber man himself, Letarian Wallace.
Oh, what's going on, guys? I'm so glad to be here. What's going on, Anissa? How are you, sweetie?
I'm good, Terry, babe.
Oh,
see, that's how close we are. You can actually call me Terry.
I feel like I'm third wheeling and I love it.
It's going. Okay. It's okay. You know, I've been on some of your dates too. This is how it feels.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Yeah, but Tori, yeah. I don't know you, but I follow you online. I was watching your workout video yesterday. I was like, I don't work out hard enough.
Oh, my God. Yes, yeah. You definitely do. Absolutely. There's
I saw you with the kettlebell swings and the running. I was like, ah. Got to get on these hills this morning. That's one of the reasons I was up early this morning and getting it in.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they're working out that hard. I have to work out harder than what I'm doing.
We're going to do a big workout on Saturday together, LT. We will send you the CrossFit 22.2 workout.
Nice.
Maybe you can get in on it. I have a feeling there are going to be some double unders and some scary shit. But I'm welcoming it all in.
Excellent. Excellent.
I appreciate the hustle. And honestly, Terry, and watching you on the show and like seeing what you bring to the table is awesome. You're a beast.
Yeah.
Like
you're
an actual monster. And it's so funny because you have this dichotomy of being like super sweet. Like you come off like a teddy bear, but you also come off like a grizzly bear. It's this like perfect.
It's a grizzly teddy.
It's your perfect balance.
I just feel like, you know, in normal life, you should be a nice and gentle and sweet person. But when it's time for competition, especially like in an arena and I have maybe a pole wrestle, I get to turn on that animal, right? And that's just what it is. But you guys are the same too, right? You're just maybe not as mean as I am.
Speak for yourself, Letarian.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm a good Southern man, of course. That's how my mama raised me. But she also raised me to whoop somebody ass when the time comes. Mm-hmm. So that's just what it is. That's funny. I've seen my mother whip ass. So on more than one occasion.
She's beautiful too. And she's super fit.
She is. Very much so. She works out 5 days a week. And she works out hard. Yeah, she works out hard.
Go mama bear.
She looks so young too.
Wow. Yeah.
Like she's beautiful. I mean, I don't need to tell her because she already knows. She already knows.
She knows it. She knows it. We kind of had a rift this weekend because I was like, you are still a grandma. Like, I'm not trying to pigeonhole you, but have the grandkids over. Forget this date. Have the grandkids over. So, I had to, for the first time ever, I was scared. I had to check my mom a little bit. I was a little afraid. I didn't do it in person. I would never do it in person. It was definitely over the phone.
Because
she still whipped my ass. So, yes, for sure.
Dude, definitely. I love that.
Speaking of whipping people's ass, I want to know, because the first season of All Stars, I'm not saying you whipped Ace's ass, but you really did a number on
Ace.
Him. And then you got it again.
Yeah, I didn't think they would ever give me another pole wrestle. I was like, haven't you seen this before? But, you know, they did. And for me, not I haven't done the challenges really in so long other than All Stars 1. And so I excel at something with just brute force, right? And so it was, I welcomed it.
You don't say.
I welcomed it. So I, whenever they said pole wrestle, I got excited again because, hey, man, it's not one of these games or, you know, something that you guys get, have to do on some of these other challenges. Because I watched some of the eliminations. I was like, man, I would suck at that. So, you know, just give me something where I can just slam somebody around and I'm happy.
I feel that.
Yeah, I mean, when you're good at something, it's nice to get it again. I mean, they used to repeat eliminations all the time. And now they're like, you know what, we're going to get tricky. But this, an old-fashioned, oldie-but-goodie pole wrestle is always fun because it really brings out, like, everything in you. Like, that fighting spirit of, like, I'm going to die here. Like, if I don't win, I'm going to at least die trying.
You know what I think is super interesting? Kyle on the main show has won, like, 5 pole wrestles. You now have won 2 pole wrestles on All Stars. I want to know what would happen if we put you and Kyle up against each other in a pole wrestle.
I hate that you're even trying to do this, Tori, because they made
it. I mean, come on. Let's just, like, talk about it.
You know, that's what everyone's saying. And I, you know, people were like, okay, who would win? Who would win? So I went and peeped game. And he's good at pole wrestle. He is. And his you know, he's long and he's strong and he's young, right? So, you know, I don't know what exactly will happen if he and I, you know, did it. But I know that he would get all of me. I know that.
Yeah. So,
I like that attitude.
Yeah, win or lose, you know, at the very least, he's going to come away sore. So win or lose, you know, he's going to get it all. And, you know, and let's just be – and I'm a humble person, but I'm also not afraid of anyone. So I don't give a shit who they put in, you know. So, I mean, I'm down. Let's get it.
That's the grizzly bear. The grizzly bear.
Don't forget, it's still morning, and I'm still drinking my coffee. So I'm still
– He just poked out a little bit. He poked his little bear head out, and he was like, I'm still here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not afraid of anybody.
I know. It's still too early for that. I do have a question, though. If you could pole wrestle anybody, is there someone who you're like, you know what, they're really strong, or I know they'd be good at this, or this would be a good matchup for me?
No, I haven't really thought about it like that. I really don't want to do a pole wrestle again because I want to just go away with my 2 wins. However, I would really love to do hall brawl. I would. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus. I would love to do hall brawl. Like, I really would.
Talk something football to me. You want to put your helmet on and run through, people.
Just one more time, right? Like, that's that old Oklahoma drill from, like, growing up. And I haven't gotten to, like, smack somebody in the mouth with pads on in forever. And I would love to do hall brawl, and I don't give a fuck who would it be against, right? I like looking at everybody. I obviously would have trouble with, like, someone like Easy, who's just a monster, right? Like, he's not built like, you know, big muscle man, but I've seen him do a hall brawl, and I've seen him carry somebody to the goal. So I know he'd be fucking hard, right? I know Mark would be hard because he's a big monster, but I would love to do hall brawl. That or like balls in. Right. Where I can just show some agility and like, so those two, I mean, anytime I've gone into elimination, I'm peeking and hoping it's one of those. Right. So if I ever do another show and I'm, God forbid, I have to go into an elimination, give me hall brawl or balls in. Like, I just,
producers, I hope you're listening out there. Letarian has a couple requests. If you want to see some good TV, put him in there.
Yeah. You know what I think? It is really interesting. And I think the three of us are all, I mean, Anissa, you're also good at puzzles, so you could really take any elimination, but I also feel like I'm a brute force kind of person, and I've done a hall brawl and I've done a balls in, but I've always been like, I wonder how I would do in a pole wrestle.
Kind of done it.
Yeah, but it was different. I was a mercenary. It's different when you're in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. When you're in the game and you're not paid to show up for a day and the outcome of the thing doesn't affect you, you don't play the same. Like, I would play differently if I was logged in completely to a season. So I've always wanted to do a pole wrestle for real, like in the middle of a season. Anissa, is there any that you haven't done yet? Because those are the three heavy hitters, right? We have the hall brawl, we have
pole wrestle. I've never done balls in. I did hall brawl, but it was different because it was like that chicken coop in a circle.
So you couldn't even see the person.
Yeah,
you can't see somebody.
It was awful. Okay. And it was wire, too. Yeah. There were wire sides, and it was insane. It was awful.
Yeah.
And it was Laurel, so it wasn't – it's not like it was an easy
Oh,
thing.
God, Laurel.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. She's a beast, man.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I don't know who Laurel is. Laurel's a monster.
She is – yeah, she's one of those people that's just, like, really good at the chat. Like,
she's like 5'11".
Good at dailies and good at eliminations. Just, like, really good at weird shit. Like, yeah. Agile and great balance.
Yeah.
Good critical thinking skills. Like, all – she's very well-rounded.
Yeah, nice. Super yeah. smart. She is incredible.
Yeah, you guys as a team would be interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight with them. Pole wrestle, no wrestle.
You,
I don't want to do
it.
You and Laurel together.
I'm
just picking teams for like the future.
Oh, myself and Laurel? Okay. Oh, I'm retired, Anissa. I'm done, honey. I'm retired. I'm done,
I don't
man.
Like to hear those words. I'm what done. Do you mean?
It's crazy because like the competitor in me, right? And this is more so after season two than season one. I literally was having like nightmares and stuff, and it was messing with me mentally, like the like being there and then coming home. And although MJ and I are very cool now and friends, I literally woke up from a nightmare punching my pillow thinking it was MJ. And it was just from a dream. And so I don't know, you know, if I need to have like some therapy or something, but I think
That's
I might
always
be.
Great.
I need to hang up my challenge shoes. Hang those up, man. So do something else.
I don't think you're alone in that regard. I think a lot of people struggle with being in that house.
Every night. I've had night like every day this week. Well, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not alone because it made me feel a little weak, right? Like I can't. I'm having trouble with the mental aspect of being. In these positions, because for me and you know me well enough, and you sort of know that like I know that it's a show and it's a game, but it fucks with me to have to vote against a friend of mine,
yeah.
right? Or to not be in a quote unquote alliance with friends of mine and people that I actually genuinely care about outside of the show, right? Mm-hmm. It does mess with me, and I don't know, maybe I'm just not built for it in that way, right? So you've heard me say it before. I'm like, I'm on the wrong show. I need to be doing something else because the voting against your friends and not being in an alliance with your friends, like that sort of, you know, or losing a friend, right? Like it that sort of messes with me.
Yeah.
So
it's a really intense experience that nobody goes through. So I think that's part of it too. Like you're ripped out of your environment, you're put in that environment. And then at any time you can be ripped back out of that environment, then you have to adjust, which then like is where you pull back from everybody, sit there in a corner for 2 weeks when you get home. Like it's very unnatural.
Yes, very much so.
And I think because it's on your mind a lot and like, could I have done something differently? When I get home, I mean, I've been up at night for hours, like not being able to sleep when it comes to certain things that I could have done differently or, you know, the what ifs. I mean, it can get a little crazy until you either take a lot of melatonin or like really think and talk through like the things that happened.
Yeah.
Whether it's a therapist or not, like just really sitting down and be like, you know what? I had no control over this shit and it's just a game and I did what I could and, you know.
Yeah.
I relinquished myself from all this bullshit, you know, like goodbye.
Yeah.
And then sleep again.
But, you know, I'm that guy, though. I still remember – like, you know, I played baseball in high school. I played football in high school. And I batted almost like 375 my senior year, but I remember the strikeouts more, right? Like, it's not the touchdowns. I remember the interceptions. So it's something with me. So I remember my losses and when it comes to these challenges, and it eats at me not being in the final and either season one or season two, because I know how hard I do work, right? Yeah. When it comes to fitness, and I just want to go against a Darrell or a Yes or somebody in a final and really push myself. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to win the mini final in season one, and I did well on it. So
you
I just want to push myself against, you know, the top dogs in a situation like that. So not making the final in either season, it just sort of eats at me, but I got to sort of get over it. My homies talked me through it, right? Like, you win, you lose. And I gave it my all. It just didn't, you know, ball didn't bounce my way. Let's move forward. But I can't sit here and go, okay, I want to keep going back until I make a final or win. Cause what if I don't make a final? What if I don't win? So just being better with it, like mentally, that's where I am right now.
You know, I think that's so much luck is factored into some of these things that we don't give ourselves enough credit for as competitors who take it very seriously, because you can go home and you can train hard as shit and the ball can, like you said, just bounce the wrong way off the wall. Like, something can happen, and you are doing yourself, and listen, that taking a mental health break from the show is a whole thing to be celebrated. That's nothing to be, like, you know, look down upon. And I commend you for actually coming out and saying that you've struggled with dreams and things like that, because we all know what it's like to be in that world and then come out of it. It's difficult. But to sell yourself short and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm remembering the losses more than the wins, to even go on that show, to create, like, the storyline that you and the King's Palace had this season, like, to do the cool shit that you guys did, it's a win. Like, yeah. I don't, as a viewer, somebody who's never met you before, somebody who's only watched you on the show, I view you as an incredible competitor who's done awesome shit, who's got some bad hands dealt to them, who's made some incredible moves on the show, and it was super enjoyable to watch. Like, to me, you're a winner. So I think you should fucking walk away with your head held high, and I hope you come back in the future. Like, we want to see that. Like, there's definitely no more LTs.
Oh, appreciate it, Tori. I appreciate it. See, I like her, Anissa. I like her.
She's great. That's why she's my friend.
I mean, watching you in the King's Palace this season was fucking epic. Like,
that was so much fucking fun, and it was so organic. And you know Tech, Anissa, you know him. He's like, he's such a light. And Nehemiah is so fucking funny and such a light. And it was just organic. And I have to say, the influence in itself, you can see. If I'm out there dancing and being loud and rowdy, come on, man. You know it's the influence from those two guys. And, you know, it's funny. Tech lives 15 minutes from me, right? So, you know, he stops by, or we meet for dinner or something, or go get drinks. And he's just – he always puts you in a better mood. No matter how you're feeling, he just puts you in a better mood. And so, you know, the King's Palace, it was just so organic. It was never like, oh – we're going to form an alliance. No, it was like, okay, I'm sleeping next to these three people. I know that they have my back. And you know, and those intense moments when you're on the show that, you know, fans don't really get to see sometimes, where you're talking about, you know, personal life and stuff at home. And I have these three people next to me that are, you know, that are right there to, like, remind you of how much of a king you are, right? And how much of a good person and a good man that you are. And it was truly people really you really want to root for, and you have their back. And I didn't like, because Tech is skinnier, right? He's on the thin side. I know that a lot of men are going to try to ask for him in an elimination and hoping they get, like, a pole wrestle or something, and they sleep on him. And that just bothered me, right? Because that's my homie, and Cyrus is my homie, right? So, and then Nehemiah is my man. So I bring too much real life into the show. Because if I'm at home and, say, my man Kevin or Nick are in a fight or about to get into a fight, I'm there to throw the punch before they get into a fight, right? Or I have their back. And it's the same way with these men on the show. Not necessarily a fight, because, you know, they'll send my ass home. But, but, you know, and the King's Palace was just, you know, so organic and just so much fun and so funny. And we didn't even know that. The other people could hear us whenever we were in our room. Yeah. It was all about.
How did you not know?
You guys were screaming.
We had the door shut. We assumed it. I don't know.
The doors were made of soundproof door material.
Got it. Totally got it.
It wasn't even anything that we, you know, were doing to be showy or, you know, on, like, on purpose or to rub it in. It was just like, oh shit.
I think you were proud.
Oh, you get to come back and you get to enjoy you know, more dailies and, you know, more fun and parties and whatever we do, and just hanging out at the beach and being in a pool. And it just makes it better, because it wasn't the same when Tech left in season one. Like, it wasn't. He was my roommate. He was my roommate.
I think that people thought the King's Palace was just an alliance. And the more I talked to people that were in it, it was like a family unit. You know, it was like, you know, so much camaraderie, and you guys really had each other's back. And I'm sure it helped you to feel better and to get through like tough moments in the challenge where like you're tired, you don't feel like doing it. And then you got like your brothers and sisters there trying to like, you know, keep your spirits high, keep you in the game. And it was, I don't know, you guys were like a cool little like tribe instead of like an alliance, you know, because you can be in an alliance and never talk to people and just wink at them and be like, got you, okay. And not really care about their well-being. So I think that's one misconception about it. At first, I think the way that it was shown was like, hey, this is like a fun alliance. But I think it was so much more than that for you guys.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it as an alliance until they showed it on the show. Mm. I just thought about it as my roommates, and then, hey, man, who else can we get to vote with us or whatever? And like, and I never thought that Darrell was on the other side, because Darrell is one of my homies, right? Like, I never thought of it that way. I just wanted to make sure that Tech and Nehemiah and Melinda were protected. That's it, right? I just wanted to make sure that they were able to stay and not have to go home, only because I enjoyed having them in my room with me, and I enjoyed talking with them and enjoyed just sharing the experience with them. So that's what the King's Palace was about. I mean, we have our group chat, and we're always just messing with each other. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, getting together whenever Nehemiah's in town. And, you know, it's just, it has become more of a family. Hell, Tech comes up here and works out with me, right?
Oh, I love that. I think you guys should film that and then show it.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to see Tech up in the gym.
Yeah.
Hey, we will, because he's determined. He's like, LT, I'm gonna put on 30 pounds of muscle.
I want to see this. Like,
ooh, go ahead, Tech,
my long and strong friend.
Yeah. Oh. So, and I love, and you know, whenever he was in his elimination with Steve, and he runs Steve over, I couldn't have been more excited for him. I was jumping up and down, because everybody sees him as, you know, thin, and they think that he doesn't have that power. And him running Steve's ass over, I was up there screaming. I got an erection for sure. It was amazing.
Oh my God!
Well, that's one time. Let's see.
Jesus, Anissa. Well, everybody.
What he said wasn't. He left the door open.
Well, everybody, if you weren't awake already, you're definitely up now.
Up now.
Good morning.
Look at that.
That coffee kicked in.
Oh, shit.
Hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.
Do you think there will be a future if you go back on and your boys are there? Do you think you'll just run King's Palace back? Like, it'll just be a normal, natural thing?
Flow? Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think that, you know, other men that we've, you know, become close to, you know, in this past year will be in with us. And then also the biggest thing is they'll understand a little more why we refer to ourselves as kings, right? And not take it to heart like it was something against them, but right. being kings with us, right? And being in control of who you are, and walking with your head held high and your shoulders back and confident, right? Especially in a weird ass oddball situation, like living in a house with 21 other people, right?
Where you're in a bunk bed.
In a bunk bed, right? Like we're 8 years old, right? So it's not even just about the men, but I feel for some of these moms who are leaving their children or leaving their husbands, and you know, they're all welcome in the palace as well, because it's just supposed to be a circle of trust and support and friendship. And I know it sounds hokey, but it's the fucking truth.
No,
you know?
We need hokey sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. With all the drama. Remember,
it's all
and the
about
bullshit.
Balance.
Yeah.
This episode's this episode's brought to you by balance. That's how I feel. You know, you need a little bit of everything to make it through this experience and to make it outside of that. And you have been, I've been watching you on Instagram, working out again. You're training people again?
Yeah, I've been training people. It's part of my calling, right? But I've just taken a complete different mindset with it because of this, you know, platform and all these people. I mean, I don't have a lot of followers, and that's fine. But if I could help as many of these fans, whenever they're hitting me and asking me for workouts, instead of just giving them workouts, I'm sort of holding them accountable. I'm having Zoom meetings with them. I'm talking through them through their quote unquote diet, but keeping it with, keeping in mind that is reality as well. Cause I love pizza and beer. So, I'm not telling these people to, hey, you can't just eat pizza and beer, you know, for 6 weeks. No, man. Like, and I don't call it cheating. We're trying to be as fit as possible physically, but also mentally, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be easier for me to lose a little weight because football is over, but March Madness is coming up. Mm-hmm. So I know that
you're
going to
be doing beer and pizza
and powdered donuts, man. And so it's
you
reality.
Love sweets, though.
I love my sweets.
Oh, that's why you love Anissa, because she is sweet.
I need some tequila. I can't even.
Okay. So, Letarian, you've come back to the challenge after all of these years, right? And you've obviously left with nightmares after this experience. But I want to know, is there anything positive that you've taken away from the experience from All Stars 1 and All Stars 2 and applied it to your daily life at home?
It's a complete net positive. Like, I know I've talked about some of the negatives, but the overall positives outweigh the negatives 99-1, right? Yeah. They really do. And it's odd as it sounds, you guys have helped with, even though I'm a confident man, you've helped even boost that confidence and more insecurity in who I am, right? Like, you hearing you guys say that, you know, I'm a nice grizzly bear. I've always been that, right? And it's just so funny because most of the time, especially working in a gym and training, you only hear how mean you are, right? Mm-hmm. You only hear how much of a bear you are. And you don't really get to hear about how good and nice you are. And it's been so much fun getting to show people how much I actually care for you and how much I can have your back. And it's just a given that if you're in my family and in my circle, I I'll give you a kidney, man. Like, I'm going to have your back. And just reinforcing that with my day-to-day life. And it's been actually really cool too, you know, making all these friends and rekindling these friendships, because 99% of my homies that went to Carolina with me, they're with families, right? And they have kids and they have wives and responsibilities. So I don't get to work out with them. I don't get to ride bikes with them. We don't get to watch games together. That's just where they are in their lives. And having a Tech and a Nehemiah has been so enlightening, and it just helped reinforce, you know, who I am and giving me a little more confidence, right? And it's just, that's been the big positive. It's just meeting all these great and incredible people and have them impact who I am and my life. And it's just, and it's so funny too, because Nehemiah definitely pokes at me and he makes fun of me. And it's always really true, but I can laugh at it, right? And it's so funny, Anissa, you would have laughed so hard. He was calling me Coach Carter on season 2 because of like how high I was wearing my shorts and just being in my 40s. And like,
I love it.
And like the way I talk to people, and it's calling me Coach Carter and like, you know, and making fun of my feet and just, and it's just so funny.
I don't even know if
funny,
I've seen
right?
them things.
Oh, I hide them.
Oh, I think every time I saw you, there were definitely socks on them things. I'm calling them thangs because I feel like they might be like, rawr. I think they might be like the football feet, like little dinosaur feet.
Real friends make fun of friend's feet. Anissa makes fun of my feet all the time.
I don't make fun of it. There's just a second toe that's really, really, really ambitious. And I love her, toes and all. I feel like but even me saying she has an ambitious second toe, people are going to be like, can I see how ambitious you can be? And, you know, here's $100. You never know.
I still sell feet pics on OnlyFans. You can't stop me.
Yes, and you're strong.
People love your toes. People buy my shit, okay?
They love that toe. I'm telling you, they're buying it for that toe.
Oh, God.
It is totally marvelous.
Oh, not
ambitious,
that.
Yeah,
ambitious,
I am. I might make toe shirts.
Ambitious second toe is so brilliant. That is so fucking brilliant.
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
It's just a way to celebrate
it's
it.
It's so good.
Me and Maya was calling my big toe Tovid. Instead of COVID, he was calling it Tovid. And oh, my God.
Such a big... You look like a guy that would have two big, big toes.
Like just giant big toes.
No, something has to keep you so balanced when you're like pole wrestling or doing your running. You bike a lot. Those are bike toes.
They are bike toes.
They're your big bike toes. And I do want to know, because you do bike a lot.
Yeah.
How do you think you would have done in that final? Sorry, folks. The grizzly's coming out. Give me a second. putting it back in its cave.
Funny, I haven't brought myself. I have not been able to watch either of the two finals. I tried and I turn it off, right? Like I have a glass of wine and I'm like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch them. But then I turn it off. But my boys
throw the wine.
But my boys watch them and my boys call me. They're like, oh, so you're running up a mountain and then you're biking and then you're running. That's right up your alley, T. Like, come on, yo. So, like, the biking, when I'm like, oh, you were biking? Seriously? Like, this is what I do on a fucking daily. Like, this is riding fucking trails in the middle of the mountains. That's what I do. So, oh, my God. How am I not run these finals?
Calm the bear down, pushing the bear back into its den.
Oh, God. Wait, sheesh. Is it too early to have a glass of wine?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's actually almost 12 here, so
yeah, you're
it's
fine.
It's almost brunch.
It's lunch, yeah.
It's lunch.
I didn't work this morning. I worked this evening, but I work at like 4 a.m. sometimes. So I have to leave tomorrow morning at 4. So hey, we'll pretend. I'll go ahead and crack open a bottle sooner than later. Hey.
You'll be okay.
We're not judging you, man.
Yeah,
if what you do on a typical day is crack open a bottle of wine at 9 a.m., no one's judging you over here. I've eaten Birrios before. I've had Birrios. Birrios. I've done it. It's
that's
not
that's
great.
Disgusting.
I don't recommend it. Not
that's
breakfast.
It. That's ambitious of you too.
I need
just
that
saying.
I need that on a t-shirt. Birrios.
I would vomit. I don't know if you could pay me to eat Birrios.
Yeah, you would do it for money. You would do it on a challenge. Don't lie. And he said, we've seen you eat some shit, dude.
I really have.
No one eats like you in the best way.
No, actually, I feel like...
It's a compliment.
I feel like Letarian would be good at an eating challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the South eating chitlins and pig
feet.
Yeah,
you got it. You got the whole body. They're like, here's the animal. You're like, I'm just going to eat its head. Fuck it. Don't even cut it. I'm gonna eat it. Then I'm gonna beat it up.
Like, hey man. Like, if it calls for being a monster, then yes, let me unleash it. I will eat it, and hey, I might throw up afterwards, but I'll definitely.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, it's weird if you don't. I don't, but it's expected for people to throw up.
Yeah.
Lisa, I've seen you eat. You are a monster with it. Good grief.
Kind of, but I'm a slow eater because I'm delicate. But I think if I ever have to eat again. Because
I'm delicate. Let me put my pinky up when I eat this pork poop. Like, what?
No, I literally was with Darrell with a napkin here cutting up intestines.
Yeah.
Into small bites. I mean, I should have just taken it to the face when it was hot.
It's a talent. I give you a lot of credit, Anissa.
Like, I just don't puke. That's the only thing. But the thing is, it takes me a while so I can like actually eat it like it's a meal.
Yeah.
I need to be faster, says Justin Booth. He was like, but you're so slow.
Oh, God.
I clearly got to work on it.
That Booth voice, though. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tori. I interrupted you, Tori. What were you going to ask me?
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, all of this talk about, you know, a bear. I'm starting to visualize, you know, a bear in its den. And in the morning, it wakes up and it crawls out of its cave. And, like, I'm like, you know what? What does Letarian do on a day-to-day? You crawl out of your den.
Bear stretch.
Your big bear stretch. And then what is your typical bear daily life like? What do you do?
I mean, contingent on my schedule, but, like, getting up and starting with a walk. Mile and a half, just walk. It doesn't count as part of my workout, but it just sort of clears my head. So I don't have to drink a ton of coffee. It clears my head. So because for years I wasn't able to do like my logistical work for my training or my writing or whatever until after I've worked out. But I found that the older I've gotten, my workouts are better if I work out a little bit later in the day. So my body's a little lubed up. So, you know, I get up, I take a walk, I start with the news, I read the news. Most of my friends are East Coast, so I catch up on our text chain and goof off for a minute. And then I get to work, right? Whether it's, you know, planning the people that I have to train or send in workouts. And, you know, then once it gets, especially now that it's getting more warm here, once it gets really warm, then I'm out on my bike or I do, you know, my outdoor stuff, you know, shoot ball or my agilities. And then I'm in the gym and then work again. And then by the time I get home, you know, it's back to the news or whatever show that I'm binging that I can have on in the background. For the last month and a half has been Modern Family. So that's just been
good. That's some feel good stuff.
Exactly. So, you know, you can't be serious all the time. So, you know, Modern Family is so lighthearted and it's in the background. And even though I've seen every episode four times, like it's just, that's my comfort. Go-to right now. Yes. My comfort. And I can be on the computer and I can do those other things. Cause you know, I live alone. So I just sort of need that background noise. I think I need a dog. Right. That's what I think I need.
Did you hear that, ladies? Yeah. He lives alone. I meant lady breeders. Women that have dogs. If you have a dog and you're a lady, Letarian is at home and he needs a pet. And not you, I mean the dog. So if you have a dog,
oh Jesus Christ.
If you have any puppies, Letarian might want to foster.
Oh God.
Definitely foster someone's puppy.
Honestly, I highly recommend getting a pet, but just know that it's like having a baby. Like
having a baby, right?
It's having a baby, you know? It's like it's practically giving birth. So if you're ready to give birth, then
it's basically like somebody else gave birth and then you took it immediately from the womb. And you're like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah. They're so cute.
But you know this, Anissa, like I want nothing more than to be a dad. At some point I'll be 45 this year. I have no idea how that's going to go. I'll leave that up into God's hands. If I need to adopt or get a surrogate or what have you, I will do that because I want nothing more than to be a proud, successful Black father, right? Like
totally be that.
Yeah, that's what I want. I've had my dad's an awesome, awesome man. He had his issues whenever he was younger, but you know, for the past 20 years, he's just been this super lighthearted man, and you'd love him. He's 5'3", and he's the exact opposite of me. He's the light of the party. And I'm sorry, my headphones are dying, so I have to take these out. Hold on. But yeah, my dad is just, you know, more of the light of the party, right? Like he's going to be the one that does karaoke. He's going to you know, yell and scream and just be happy that you're in his presence. And, you know, so I would like to mimic that. Right. And in fact, I actually have, 21-year-old brother and today is his birthday. So shout out to my
birthday,
brother, Jeremiah.
Brother.
Happy birthday, Jeremiah.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet. That is.
Well, I hope that you get your opportunity to be a father and anything you put your mind to, I believe, is going to happen for you. So we are excited to see what the future holds, Letarian.
A puppy and a baby.
Puppy and a baby.
Dude, I love that.
This is incredible.
I love that.
Well, we'll give you, because your headphones just died, we won't ask you too many more questions. We just have one more for you.
Okay.
All Stars 3 was officially announced. Is there anything you can tell the fans about whether or not you'll be back on Blink Twice if you're on it?
No, I told you I'm retired. I told you that.
Oh, boring, boring.
Hey, I play by the rules, man.
Oh, all right. Well, we respect
Well, we hope
it.
To see you. You are such a strong man, and you. I love that this episode was about balance, because I don't think people know that other side of you. You know, I know being in a house with you, you'd rather sit back and observe and then speak when it's actually something important that you want to say, which is nice, because there are a lot of personalities and a lot of people that want to talk, and you are one of those people that just sits back and takes it all in. So I think this is nice that, you know, the audience and the viewers can hear more about who Letarian is.
Thank you. And I'm so appreciative of everyone that's reached out. And, you know, I had 800 followers before doing All Stars 1. Now I have like 8,000. And I know it's not a lot, but I'm so grateful for everyone that, you know, follows me and DMs me. And, hey, man, any way I can help anybody with their fitness, I'm always down. Any way I can help someone with their mental stuff, I'm always down. And you guys know that you have a friend in me. So when you're in LA, you know, reach out and, you know.
Sorry.
At the very least, you got a ride from the airport. I got you.
Aww, damn it. I spent all that money on a fucking Uber.
I'm kidding.
It would have been great to see you. How can we get you more followers? How can we have people slide up in that DM and support you?
What's your IG? I'm about to follow you right now.
I mean, my IG is I am Letarian. Mm-hmm. Nothing fancy.
Spell that, because I know I spelled it wrong a bunch of times.
So Letarian is spelled Laterrian.
Okay.
That's alternate good. Spelling is BIGDICK. I'm joking. I'm just
joking. Oh, shit. That coffee is fully in there, baby. He is fired up. He is fired up, and he's trying to fertilize. Letarian is.
I'm joking. I like. Anissa brings it out of me. She brings it out.
I didn't even say anything.
Anissa brings it out. You heard it here first, ladies. I'm an auntie.
Could you imagine?
Oh, God. I'm sweating. All right. Well, my butt crack is sweating. Thank you so much, Letarian. This interview was absolutely incredible, and it's been awesome to talk to you. I look forward to following you, and we can't wait to support you on social media. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye,
Letarian. Bye.
Hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.
Well, Anissa, how do you feel after that interview? Well,
I'm awake. I don't know if anyone else is, but if you were sleeping before, I know that you are awake now. I'm just going to call Letarian in the morning. I'm not even going to have coffee.
Oh, that was something else, man. I wasn't
really hit you with some zing zingers.
I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless after that. And I hope he slid in your DMs, and I hope I'm going to be an auntie.
Oh, enough with your shit.
All right, sorry. All right. Well, Anissa, where can we follow you? And more specifically, where can Letarian slide in your DMs? What's your Instagram?
It's Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. That's where you can find me. I almost tried to find something that, like, it's also spelled. Tori, where can they find you?
Wait, SW, you? Where were you? Sweater.
EET.
Oh, sweet cakes. Yeah. He does like sweets. Okay. You guys can follow
me. Where can I follow you?
Sorry. You guys can follow me at Tori_Deal. But more importantly, if you like this episode, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We love to hear what you guys think.
Yes, and we will see you here next Friday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.